enter the fourth chapter of the Epistle to the Philippians. Philippians chapter 4. Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and my crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. I beseech Euodias, and I beseech Syntyche, that they be of the same mind in the Lord. And I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other fellow laborers whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. It doesn't say rejoice in the Lord when circumstances are good to you and when things are going well. No, it says we have to rejoice in the Lord always. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto the Lord. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Ending our reading at verse 7. And I want to draw your attention to the last sentence of verse 5. The Lord is at hand. While reading in my private devotions, I was greatly struck with those words, the Lord is at hand. There are three things in that text. There is the mention of the Lord. There is the present tense of the verb. It's not the Lord was at your hand, or the Lord will be at your hand, but the Lord is at your hand. And then, of course, we have the word at hand. And as I looked upon that, I noticed that the Lord is the great supreme rock for the child of God. The Lord's our rock, in him we hide, a shelter in the time of storm. Where does the Christian go? He goes to the rock. And I want to say a few words tonight about the rock. And the rock is the Lord. And then secondly, we have the words, the Lord is. And he's not far away. He's not the Lord was or the Lord will be. He is the Lord is. He's here now. 10 minutes from now, he'll still be here. And he'll be here every step of the way we have to travel. And he'll be with us for all eternity. Eternity's joys rest in the fact that we'll never say goodbye in heaven. We'll never say goodbye. For in that land of peace and joy, they never say goodbye. And then, last of all, we have those words which spell out the sudden realism. You have the sovereign reality in the word is, and then you have the sudden realism in the word at hand. And thank God the Lord is right here. Right now. And he's here tomorrow when we need him. And he's here the next day when we need him. And he said, here and every day there's pressure on us. Every day the forces of evil attack us. Every day the devil lays his plots for us. Thank God, God is at hand. He's right beside us. The Lord is at hand. So let's just think of those three thoughts now. First of all, we have the Rock Supreme, our Lord, the Supreme Rock. When you go home tonight, take a concordance, and look up in the concordance of many times the Lord is referred to as the Rock. And you will be amazed at this theme that runs through the whole of the Old Testament, that the Lord is the supreme rock for the people of God. We read that He is our rock because He is our Creator, Deuteronomy 32, verse 18. He is our rock because He's the strength of His people, Deuteronomy 32, 4. He is our rock because He's our defense and our refuge. He is our rock because in Deuteronomy 32, 15, He is our salvation. And we can rejoice that the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they're safe. And we read that in Proverbs 18, verse 10. The Rock Supreme. Isn't it sad to see God's people running elsewhere when they're troubled? There was a program recently, and there were people saying what they did in trouble. And there were many interesting answers. One man, I think he said that he always phoned his mother-in-law when he was in trouble. He must have had a very good mother-in-law. Some fellas wouldn't ring them when they would be in trouble. But that's what he said. And some said that I have a good friend and I always give him a ring if I'm troubled, have a talk over with him. Well, thank God we have the friend of all friends to go to. Thank God we have a God that cannot fail, for He is God. And the sad thing, if you're not in fellowship with God, when you come under the test of temptation, then you don't immediately seek Lord. You must be walking with Him. You must be talking to Him. You must be in fellowship with Him. And then, thank God, you know that He's a strong tower and the righteous run into it and are safe. The Lord. Do you know Him as your rock? Do you practice running in and being safe? Do you rejoice that He's the strength and the salvation and the defense of His people? Do you live in the reality of a pulsating Christianity in your heart? It is well with my soul. No matter what attack is made upon us, it's well with our soul. And of course, you will be a good advertisement for the gospel if you live in the victory. And if people look on you and say, well, that man must be a happy man. Look at the way he smiles. Look at the way he goes about his business. And I know that that man has been through the hardships of life. And he has been tested. And his family has been tested. And yet he's rejoicing. We're just reading there tonight in verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Billy Sunday said, Most Christians look as if their heavenly Father had died and hadn't left them one cent in his will. And that's the way many Christians look. But you shouldn't look like that. You should be rejoicing. And you can when you live in the Rock of Ages. Hiding in thee, thou blessed Rock of Ages, I'm hiding in thee. So this verse tells me about the Lord, the supreme rock. But then we come a little farther and we come to that wonderful word, the Lord is at hand. But if you take your spectacles and look at the word is, you will find it is in different print, because it is put there to bring out the sense, but there is no Greek word in the Greek text for it. So it really reads, the Lord at hand. The Lord at hand. It is the emphasis on the fact of the sovereign reality of God, that the Lord is. And he's always is. The Lord is. I can say the Lord is now. I can say it every minute I've still to live in the world. And when I come to die, I'll be able to say the Lord is. And when I get to heaven, I'll be able to shout the Lord is. And for all eternity, there'll be one thing that will bring joy and heaven's fullness to my heart, the Lord is the unchanging God. He never slumbers or sleeps. The Lord is the unsleeping God, the God that is always his ear wide open to listen to the cries of his people. Reality in the eternal power of God. I was thinking of all the eternals that you can put into a description of God. He's the eternal person. He never began. He'll never end. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. The eternal presence. The eternal person, the eternal power, the eternal purity, the eternal pardon, and the eternal peace. What more could you want, child of God, as you battle for the Lord down here below? What more could you want than a God at your side who is the sovereign reality? He's always there, and he's always ready to hear our cry. I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Never. God says never, he means it. And he means it simply to encourage us that he'll be here for us tomorrow and the next day and all through our lives on earth. And all through our lives in eternity. The devil doesn't want you to experience the presence of an eternal Christ. He wants to cut you off from Christ. He doesn't want you to go through the world rejoicing in Christ, resting in Christ, praising Christ, talking to Christ, having a good time with the Lord. He doesn't want Christians like that. He wants to cut you off. And the trouble, the worst time for a child of God is when he's sorely tempted and he has lost the sovereign reality of the Savior. The devil doesn't want you, when he tempts you, to run to Jesus. He wants you to run anywhere but to run to Jesus. Because his work is torpedoed when you run to Jesus. The devil can't work in the presence of Christ. He flees away. I love that word of Christ when he says, "Get behind me, Satan, thou art an offense unto me. Get behind thee, me, Satan." Is that what you say when the devil comes and tempts you? Or do you say, "Well, I know how to get out of this, and I'll do this, and I'll do that." And while you're doing it, the devil will have you strung up and ready for the burnings. But thank God we can know the power of God and get the victory. And I trust that in the future, when we're tempted and tried, we'll know the sovereign reality of the Lord. He is with us. Not he will be, nor he has been, although that's true. And they're both true. But thank God he is here. God is here, and that to bless us. Living in the enjoyment of a strong faith in the sovereign reality of Jesus. And then look at the last part of this verse. The Lord is at hand. What a realism. God is always at our hand. And this sudden realization comes to the child of God when he's tempted. When I'm tempted, I thank God that I can turn to Christ and say, "Christ, you're here. Get me out of this mess. I can't win the devil and break his power, but you can." Little girl said, "What do you do?" After she was saved, a person said, "What do you do when the devil comes to your door?" "Oh," she says, "it's quite simple. Christ lives with my house now. So I send him to answer the door." And a funny thing happens, she says, "The devil used to come in, but he never comes in now. He never gets over the doorstep." The Lord's able to keep the devil from you. And that's what you have to do. Send the Lord to deal with the devil. Let the Lord do it. And man, he'll do it well. And all you'll hear is the screams of the old devil running back to hell, and you rejoicing that God has given you the victory. The people of God should be celebrating the victory of Calvary every hour of every day as they walk the pilgrim way. For the Comforter abides with us. The Holy Spirit of God abides with us. But of course today, Christians don't seem to realize that they have to witness. And we're called to be good witnesses of Jesus Christ. May God bless this message to your hearts. God blessed it to me as I meditated upon it. And thank God we can say, "Wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, be diligent that you may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. Abstain from all appearance of evil, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly." And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Be ye also patient. Establish your heart. For the coming of the Lord draweth now. And everybody said, "Amen," and shouted, "Hallelujah."